This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Check it out at easybiblenamesguide.com. Hi there, welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 579. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. If this is your first time here, welcome. I'm glad to meet you. I hope you like what you hear. If you've been around before, I'm glad to see you again. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we read the Old Testament, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we read the New Testament. Today, we'll begin the book of Hosea. Let me give you some introduction to the book. Hosea is the first book of the group of Old Testament books known as the Minor Prophets. Now, they're not called the Minor Prophets because they're any less important than the Major Prophets, which we just completed with the reading of the book of Daniel. The reason they're called the Minor Prophets is because these books are much shorter. These prophets probably preached just as much as the Major Prophets, they just didn't write as much. Of the 12 books in the Minor Prophets, 9 of them were written before the captivity. The last 3 were written after the Jews returned to their own land. The book of Hosea was the longest of the prophetic books written before the captivity. During Hosea's ministry, Israel was at its worst. The sinfulness of the nation had brought great judgment from God. Hosea himself was the first prophet who wrote down the messages God gave him. Tradition says that he was from Beth Shemesh and of the tribe of Issachar. He had a long ministry. He prophesied long enough to warn the Jews of God's coming judgment and then to see it take place and lament it. And Hosea was alive at the same time as the prophets Isaiah, Amos, and Micah. Let's begin. Hosea chapter 1. The Lord gave this message to Hosea, son of Beeri, during the years when Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah were kings of Judah, and Jeroboam, son of Joash, was king of Israel. When the Lord first began speaking to Israel through Hosea, he said to him, "Go and marry a prostitute, so that some of her children will be conceived in prostitution." This will illustrate how Israel has acted like a prostitute by turning against the Lord and worshiping other gods. So Hosea married Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and she became pregnant and gave Hosea a son. And the Lord said, "Name the child Jezreel, for I am about to punish King Jehu's dynasty to avenge the murders he committed at Jezreel. In fact, I will bring an end to Israel's independence. I will break its military power in the Jezreel Valley." Soon Gomer became pregnant again and gave birth to a daughter. And the Lord said to Hosea, "Name your daughter Lo-Ruhamah, not loved, for I will no longer show love to the people of Israel or forgive them. But I will show love to the people of Judah. I will free them from their enemies, not with weapons and armies or horses and charioteers, but by my power as the Lord their God." After Gomer had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, she again became pregnant and gave birth to a second son. And the Lord said, "Name him Lo-Ammi, not my people, for Israel is not my people, and I am not their God. Yet the time will come when Israel's people will be like the sands of the seashore, too many to count. Then, at the place where they were told, 'You are not my people,' it will be said, 'You are children of the living God.' Then the people of Judah and Israel will unite together. They will choose one leader for themselves, and they will return from exile together. What a day that will be, the day of Jezreel, when God will again plant his people in his land." Hosea chapter 2. "In that day you will call your brothers Ammi, my people, and you will call your sisters Ruhamah, the ones I love. But now bring charges against Israel, your mother, for she is no longer my wife, and I am no longer her husband. Tell her to remove the prostitute's makeup from her face and the clothing that exposes her breasts. Otherwise, I will strip her as naked as she was on the day she was born. I will leave her to die of thirst, as in a dry and barren wilderness. And I will not love her children, for they were conceived in prostitution. Their mother is a shameless prostitute and became pregnant in a shameful way. She said, 'I'll run after other lovers and sell myself to them for food and water, for clothing of wool and linen, and for olive oil and drinks. For this reason I will fence her in with thorn bushes. I will block her path with a wall to make her lose her way. When she runs after her lovers, she won't be able to catch them. She will search for them, but not find them. Then she will think, I might as well return to my husband, for I was better off with him than I am now. She doesn't realize it was I who gave her everything she has, the grain, the new wine, the olive oil. I even gave her silver and gold, but she gave all my gifts to Baal. But now I will take back the ripened grain and new wine I generously provided each harvest season. I will take away the wool and linen clothing I gave to cover her nakedness. I will strip her naked in public while all her lovers look on. No one will be able to rescue her from my hands. I will put an end to her annual festivals, her new moon celebrations, and her Sabbath days, all her appointed festivals. I will destroy her grapevines and fig trees, things she claims her lovers gave her. I will let them grow into tangled thickets where only wild animals will eat the fruit. I will punish her for all those times when she burned incense to her images of Baal, when she put on her earrings and jewels and went out to look for her lovers but forgot all about me, says the Lord. But then I will win her back once again. I will lead her into the desert and speak tenderly to her there. I will return her vineyards to her and transform the valley of trouble into a gateway of hope. She will give herself to me there as she did long ago when she was young, when I freed her from her captivity in Egypt. When that day comes, says the Lord, you will call me my husband instead of my master. O Israel, I will wipe the many names of Baal from your lips, and you will never mention them again. On that day I will make a covenant with all the wild animals and the birds of the sky, and the animals that scurry along the ground, so that they will not harm you. I will remove all weapons of war from the land, all swords and bows, so you can live unafraid in peace and safety. I will make you my wife forever, showing you righteousness and justice, unfailing love and compassion. I will be faithful to you and make you mine, and you will finally know me as the Lord. In that day I will answer, says the Lord. I will answer the sky as it pleads for clouds, and the sky will answer the earth with rain. Then the earth will answer the thirsty cries of the grain, the grapevines, and the olive trees. And they in turn will answer, Jezreel, God plants. At that time I will plant a crop of Israelites and raise them for myself. I will show love to those I called not loved, and to those I called not my people. I will say, Now you are my people, and they will reply, You are our God. Hosea chapter 3. Then the Lord said to me, Go and love your wife again, even though she commits adultery with another lover. This will illustrate that the Lord still loves Israel, even though the people have turned to other gods and love to worship them. So I bought her back for 15 pieces of silver and 5 bushels of barley and a measure of wine. Then I said to her, You must live in my house for many days and stop your prostitution. During this time, you will not have sexual relations with anyone, not even with me. This shows that Israel will go a long time without a king or prince, and without sacrifices, sacred pillars, priests, or even idols. But afterward the people will return and devote themselves to the Lord their God and to David's descendant their king. In the last days they will tremble in awe of the Lord and of his goodness. Hosea chapter 4. Hear the word of the Lord, O people of Israel. The Lord has brought charges against you, saying, There is no faithfulness, no kindness, no knowledge of God in your land. You make vows and break them. You kill and steal and commit adultery. There is violence everywhere, one murder after another. That is why your land is in mourning and everyone is wasting away. Even the wild animals, the birds of the sky, and the fish of the sea are disappearing. Don't point your finger at someone else and try to pass the blame. My complaint, you priests, is with you. So you will stumble in broad daylight, and your false prophets will fall with you in the night. And I will destroy Israel, your mother. My people are being destroyed because they don't know me. Since you priests refuse to know me, I refuse to recognize you as my priests. Since you have forgotten the laws of your God, I will forget to bless your children. The more priests there are, the more they sin against me. They have exchanged the glory of God for the shame of idols. When the people bring their sin offerings, the priests get fed. So the priests are glad when the people sin. And what the priests do, the people also do. So now I will punish both priests and people for their wicked deeds. They will eat and still be hungry. They will play the prostitute and gain nothing from it, for they have deserted the Lord to worship other gods. Wine has robbed my people of their understanding. They ask a piece of wood for advice. They think a stick can tell them the future. Longing after idols has made them foolish. They have played the prostitute, serving other gods and deserting their God. They offer sacrifices to idols on the mountaintops. They go up into the hills to burn incense in the pleasant shade of oaks, poplars, and terebinth trees. That is why your daughters turn to prostitution and your daughters-in-law commit adultery. But why should I punish them for their prostitution and adultery? For your men are doing the same thing, sinning with whores and shrine prostitutes. O foolish people, you refuse to understand, so you will be destroyed. Though you, Israel, are a prostitute, may Judah not be guilty of such things. Do not join the false worship at Gilgal or Beth-Aven, and do not take oaths there in the Lord's name. Israel is stubborn like a stubborn heifer. So should the Lord feed her like a lamb in a lush pasture? Leave Israel alone, because she is married to idolatry. When the rulers of Israel finish their drinking, off they go to find some prostitutes. They love shame more than honor, so a mighty wind will sweep them away. Their sacrifices to idols will bring them shame. If you're like most people, when you're reading the Bible and you get to one of those long names like you heard in today's reading, you either skip them or stumble through them. And if you're reading out loud in some sort of a group setting, you probably don't want to be embarrassed by mispronouncing the name. Well, now you don't have to worry about that. My book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, will show you how to easily pronounce any name in the Bible, no matter what English translation you read from. I've developed an easy-to-understand way to see how each syllable is pronounced without using all those weird symbols that you usually see in dictionaries and other reference books. Really, it is easy. When you see how I've broken down each name, you'll be able to say any name you run across in your reading. The book is available at my website, easybiblenamesguide.com, as a download or as a hard copy. Check it out today at easybiblenamesguide.com. Thanks. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. Well, we heard in chapter 1 that God told Hosea to marry a prostitute. The Lord looked upon the Jews as an unfaithful wife, and He wanted Hosea to experience the heartbreak he felt when his wife betrayed the marriage vows. There are few things in life that are as painful as learning that your spouse has been unfaithful. It can actually be more painful than the death of a loved one. Death from disease, an accident, or old age hurts us, but the one who dies had no choice in the matter. But an unfaithful spouse makes an active decision to break the trust. That's very hard to live with for the one who has been betrayed. We don't often think of God as being the victim of an unfaithful spouse, do we? But that is how He saw Himself in this period of history. But as we know, God is love. Instead of putting His wife, His chosen people, away permanently, in chapter 3 that we read today, we see His promise that He will take her back. And of course, we know that the final chapter, the last great redemption, is even now being played out. We know that Jesus came to make a bride for Himself, and that bride is the church. But God is not through with the Jews. They will have yet another chance to turn to God, and many will. We'll see how that'll happen when we read the book of Revelation, which starts in about 3 weeks. Stay subscribed. What are your thoughts? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Hey, remember to check out my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, at easybiblenamesguide.com. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. Thanks for being here. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.